Like to call to order the regular Park and Recreation Commission meeting at 6:35. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Gloria.
Certainly. Commissioner Barlow.
Is absent. Commissioner Beaupree is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent.
Not yet.
Oh, he's walking in the door.
Oh. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Hillman?
Present.
Commissioner Plikas?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present.
And correction for the record, Commissioner Beaupree is present.
Present.
Welcome.
Hey.
Traffic? There's no traffic in Montville.
People do the speed limit, that's traffic.
Okay, thank you. Alterations to the agenda. I'd like to move to make one. Number 9 shouldn't say January, it should say February.
It does say February.
That's what I sent you. That's not what's posted.
Oh. Is that why it's in red?
Yes. Number 9, it says January newsletter. I'd like to change that to February newsletter.
I second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. What's there to discuss?
All right. Alteration passed.
I spoke into the mic.
You did.
We were threatened with the mic.
Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. To consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of December 17th, 2025.
I'll second it.
I did it first.
Oh.
Any discussion?
I think you said it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Recreation Director's Report for January 26.
We have about 4, maybe 5 weeks left of basketball as they've started in the second bullet at. We'll start there. The only issue we've had was the first night of third and fourth grade basketball at Mohegan School, where we had to remove 3 parents from the gymnasium as they were overexcited, I guess is the way I will put it, about the games and their critiquing of the officiating, which was myself and Jaden Burrell. So they were asked to leave the gymnasium. But so far, that's been the only issue we've had. And it's been going well. There are games tonight at both locations and volleyball going on at Tile. So as usual, we've got lots of stuff going on. We did get the budget preparation from finance. So I started that process. It's a little bit different than past years. So. I'm trying to get used to the new form after 15 years. And the new school nutrition program director, I've been going back and forth with her for the last couple of weeks about food service for summer camp. I know they want us to do that, and they're looking for $5 a day per kid for the meals, which would obviously increase our fees at a minimum of $25 per child for summer camp. And we have never had that many kids go through the line anyway. I think 130, 140 kids probably will don't really take advantage of it. So I'm trying to find out from her if we can have it as an option to choose for the parents, like they do with the trips. You know, I don't want to go on the trampoline trip, but I'll have the meals on week two, Monday through Friday kind of thing. So we'll keep you posted as to how that goes.
Doesn't that pose problems that you have to start keeping track of? You see, I wouldn't get involved with that. To me, it would, I mean, how many campers you have?
230.
And you're saying so less than half usually participate?
No, more than half. Yeah, we get about 130. It's mostly lunch that they go to. The breakfast, because they're staggering in up until 9:15, and breakfast ends at 9:15. There's probably under 100 for breakfast.
Go ahead.
Not much under 100, but pretty good.
Because I don't know. Sorry, Commissioner Matheson. Does Montville have pay account that kids can log into? Because, like, right now on my phone, like, I can pull up Ledger's app and I can put money on, right? So wouldn't it be easier to just extend that to cover the summer?
I don't know.
Like,
that
it's just
school, I would assume.
It's literally just the at least
it is,
there.
But it is administered by the school.
But it's an app. It's literally just turning it on and off.
Administered by the school. It's not a park and rec thing.
But aren't the
and it might work. I'm not saying it wouldn't. It might work. I mean, I was going to say if somebody wanted to participate, I wouldn't have the fees associated with the program at all.
Right.
Just let them pay cash.
Yeah, I think.
Or whatever.
Yes, may I?
Is that Kate? Yes. You have the floor.
Mr. Chair. So I think what Morgan's saying is if people prepay for the week using the app or the website, like I know I used to do that for my kid when he was in school.
Then it's just the same account.
And then they go up to the register. They're prepaid already. They're ready to go. I mean, I know that, like, in my school, kids are assigned a number, and they just go up and they
punch
the
number
in, and it says, okay, cha-ching.
Yeah. But then Parks and Rec isn't involved
in
that.
And there's no involvement. So if they could do that,
thank you for articulating that better than me.
No, you articulated it.
You did.
Some way, I don't think we should get in the business of keeping track.
No, I really don't want to either.
We don't have the personnel to do that.
We just don't have the time or the personnel, like you say, and the woman is new, so she's only been here maybe a month or so. So we're kind of working through. I said I'd need better options because that's going to be far too expensive. If you're going to charge every kid $25 a week and they don't eat, and I'm not going to keep track of, Councillor Matthewson's signed up, but Councillor Beaupre hasn't. I mean, that's it's your program. You keep track of that stuff. So.
Right.
Peter, did she approach you, or did you approach her about it?
The person she replaced, I had touched base with, so she left a note for her. So we went back and forth. She initiated the first contact when she got the job.
Okay.
And just as a point of to remind everyone, we didn't have any lunch last year.
Correct.
For the first, right.
Yep. Yeah, the only location that qualifies is Mohegan School.
Yep.
Of course, it's too small for us to be there. It's been interesting. Be nice to have, but not a necessity for us. I'm not sure why they're so interested in having it for everybody. I mean, to feed the kids, yes, but I don't know if it's a profit-making thing for them. Is it a break-even thing? Is it a loss for them?
It's probably easier to plan if you have a fixed amount of kids every week to feed,
Well, and like you said, if they're not, if less than half of them even go in for breakfast, then, just that alone trying to keep track of would be a nightmare.
Yeah, very much so. And then, the last bullet on the first page starts with the community center. There was a contractors meeting on site. It went well. I for gut off the top of my head when the bid opening is, but I will let you folks know that. And said there was a good turnout, a lot of good questions, basic questions if they wanted to know. But it went very well. Both Director Carlson and CLA's engineer Kyle were very pleased with the outcome. So hopefully they'll get done quickly.
Are they looking at adding additional bathrooms or just?
No, the bathrooms close to the front entrance are going to be made handicap accessible.
Okay.
So they'll probably, because of the size of each bathroom, they'll switch the boys' and the girls' bathrooms.
Okay.
We'll use the same space.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Any other comments on the director's report? Okay, report from finance. I didn't see anything that jumped out. I think the only thing we have potential as a liability against Fund 079 is the privacy screen for the pickleball courts. I think we authorized up to $2,500 for that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, John and I have been going back and forth. The first one he wanted was like $6,000. I said, well,
right.
I'm not going to give you $6,000 for a privacy screen. So we do have, he has found a two or three companies that have the $2,300 to $2,500 range. So he'll be ordering one of those shortly.
Any excuse me, any comments or questions on the finance?
I do have a question. We still have some a minimal amount of money left in the holiday parade line account, and I've been looking around for some additional decorations, specifically something for either goes in front near where we have the choir and the mayor speaking for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. But everything I look at is kind of weird shaped, you know, like maybe it's a something we can plug in, but not an inflatable. I don't want an inflatable anything, really. So if you happen to have some free time, want to scope it out, and we've got a few dollars left. Nothing's cheap anymore, darn it.
Other than
we're looking good. Most of the money that's in the part-time is going to be spent in the next few months with three people working the basketball 5 nights a week. So that's going to eat up that money quite a bit.
Other than non-inflatable, any other criteria for the decorations?
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be lit. But
well...
Yeah, I mean, they had like a 6-foot menorah, but it was, I wasn't sure it was going to be able to sustain any wind or.
Yeah.
Of course, you would plug it in because you need the lights, but I wasn't really sure what would be appropriate for Kwanzaa, so I need to do some research on that one.
Okay.
Other than that, we're looking good.
Any other comments on finance or questions? Okay, unfinished business. I'm sorry, February newsletter.
So you have the draft. Not quite sure. I'm going to have a quick chat with the mayor. I'm not sure how long he wants us to have the app QR thing on there. It's been, what, 3 or 4 months now that we've had it on there. Either that or maybe put it further back in the newsletter.
I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily have to be on the front page.
Yeah.
And it could be a quarter of the page also.
Maybe we ought to wait until the budget is passed. But yeah, the other classes are going well.
QR code,
actually, Dance started this week.
Just have the QR code. People
well,
go.
Three of the classes started this week. The others, three are going to start next week. Kind of get messed up there with the holidays. We did get the farmer's market in again. I'm not sure how many, if any, that Councillor Southard has already for vendors, but you can fill us in after that.
We haven't put the
Oh, you haven't put it out yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
And then, of course, our egg hunts. Our Easter eggs are in, all 6,000. And I'm already out soliciting for prizes for the flashlight egg hunt, which usually gets 50, 60 kids. That's as many donations as I can usually get in town. Well, a couple out of town. Sometimes we get yard goats, sea unicorns, and Red Sox something. Autograph ball, picture, that kind of thing. Tickets to yard goats or unicorns. Some movie tickets, which are donated by the Masons in town. They give us 10 movie tickets. And of course, they help out with the egg hunts as well. So very instrumental, very helpful with us. And then I think we're good to go.
Any comments or questions on the newsletter? Okay, unfinished business, projects and funding status. I don't think anything's happened with pickleball park and improvements. They haven't, they working on the plans for that now, or?
He had once first draft of the plans done. I don't remember if there were any issues that Public Works may have seen with that or not. I know we were trying to change the entrance
a bit,
a bit. So a lot will probably have to do with that sign that's parallel with the road instead of perpendicular to the road. I don't know, was that a thing back in the day, or to put it so you can't see until after you pass it? Because they did the same thing at Camp Oakdale.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be there either. It could be on a different spot of the property if it had to be. You know, it doesn't need to be at the right there. Yeah. So.
And he was also incorporating, you know, fixing the concrete sidewalk as well. So, which is money that's in the grant application that I had put in last month. Yeah, December.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if it's too early to maybe try to get a feel for when that might be going out for bid.
I can find out.
Maybe you can find out. And I guess that would be true with any of this stuff.
Any of those, right.
Yeah, the next one is a large pavilion, phase one parking improvements. That's probably in the same ballpark.
Yes.
So, and then the pickleball camera project. I know that's not really our project. That's the IT project, but I don't know if you heard anything about progress on that.
They have, I believe Bill told me they already have the bid in. They have the cameras that they want. Now they have to, we have to buy the pole, which is about $4,000. Well, we don't. Public Works is going to buy it and install that with some electrical going to the building where the bathrooms are so that they can have power. So that's part of their process that they're going to be doing. Hopefully they can dig it up before we put the concrete sidewalk down.
Where's
unless
the
they
pole?
Go aerial. Where? I guess they could go aerial.
Where's the pole going? Do you know exactly, or
yeah.
Somewhere near the bathrooms, or
the no? Actually, it's going near the street on the corner of the as the
courts like this with the street over here near the entrance between halfway to the entrance.
Kind of where the
looking both ways towards the parking lot
and
the horseshoe pits were kind of in that area.
Yeah, a bit closer to the street. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not in that sand area, but it'll be in the grass.
Not too close to the street. You don't want anybody to hit it.
Not blocking the sign either.
Okay. Privacy screen, I think we talked a little bit about. That's just, again, I think it's something they're going to be buying. It's going to be a hanging.
Yeah, we'll
shouldn't
install
be that hard
that
to
ourselves.
Install.
Yeah. It was too expensive to have it installed by somebody else. So they'll do that themselves. We're going to have, instead of one long 190-foot piece, we're going to divide it up into probably four sections. So less load on the fence, more grommets so that we can secure it to the fence more easily.
Yep.
and put some cutouts for the wind to go through as well. So, yeah, a lot of stuff. I'm learning way more than I wanted to know about windscreens.
Ask a really stupid question. Is a privacy screen literally just to block off view of the pickle courts?
It should help reduce noise a little bit, too.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, some of the neighbors were concerned that the players were looking at them at their houses.
Instead of looking at the pickleball ball.
That's coming out of the ball. Got it. Got it.
There's only that white house across the street.
So it's... Okay. All right, I get it.
What are they doing in this house?
All right. The last thing, Camp Oakdale Maintenance Building. The last, I think there, it really just needs the electrical work done.
Yep.
I had reached out to John and asked him actually before this meeting to try to get an estimate.
Yeah.
So we could talk about it here. Maybe we could help fund the electrical work. This is at the new storage facility at Camp Oakdale. But I haven't heard from him, so it's nothing we'll be considering today. I kind of want the building done, so. Let's see. Any questions on any of these open projects? Pavilion rules, Pete sent out, I believe, all the little pieces of paper that are associated with trying to rent one of our spaces from us. And Kate, you wanted us to what? Just say these are okay, and you're going to do what with them?
Yeah, we need to take it to...
needs to go to TARP.
Yeah, the town's administrative and rules committee. It's a three-person...
And what do they review them and
approve
them? Yeah,
they review all policies for the town and make the recommendation to the full council.
So at this point, I guess we just like, make a motion to approve these documents as presented?
Or any changes you want to make?
I don't know that it necessarily has to go on here by any means whatsoever, but where you say... full day rental, maybe list what hours you're considering as a full day. Just because I don't know if you can't be past a certain time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've only had one over exuberant group go past the 10 o'clock. And all the years I've been here.
How much is the deposit for it?
What's
the deposit on the
deposit? Was $100.
Okay.
Currently and still.
Any other discussion or all right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the documents as presented for the purpose of presenting to go ahead, Gloria.
You just made a change, so it can't be as presented.
Yeah.
Who made a change?
The hours.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that necessarily needs to go in here. Just when somebody fills it out.
I agree. I think it needs to go in here. I think that we need to be as
specific.
You know, blatant with people that are renting it.
Okay, then as amended. Sorry.
So next one.
So you need a motion to add the hours to the form.
Oh, Commissioner Mathewson makes a motion to add the hours to the rental forms.
Second that motion.
Oh, and accept as amended.
Have a second. Any discussion? I guess since we're talking about full day, do we have to identify what a half day is?
I don't think there's rental for half days.
6 hours. It says 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
So what was the time for a full day rental?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
You'd encourage a full day rental.
Full day rentals.
Twice what the 4 hour rental is.
Oh, and everything else is by the hour. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So full day applies only to the fields, basically.
And pavilions.
Yeah, the pavilions.
Yep. Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of the change to the... Which document is this? Not really named.
Rental form.
Rental form. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So, now I'd like to make a motion to approve the forms as amended for the purpose of presenting to TARP for their consideration and approval.
Commissioner Mathewson seconds.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. Thank you. Carnival Committee? Deb, you want to just... We don't have a chair right now, so Kate's really taking a lead. Deb's taking a lead, and I'm just following along. So we'll let...
So we're calling... We have some food vendors, some positive. I don't know if they reached out to you yet for the application. Okay. And that's about it, right? We're
trying to track down and finalize food vendors, trying to get pizza, you know, the things we've been unable to get. Mm-hmm. We're already having trouble 3-5 months before the carnival of trying to get a pizza truck. Pete, did you get confirmation on the bracelet price and the time?
No, he hasn't gotten back. They were down in the Carolinas doing something because he said, hey, it's nice and warm here.
Now it's not.
Yeah, it's not now. Yeah, it won't be later this weekend either.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is Saturday is basically last year there was two bracelet prices, one from noon till 10. And then what, 4 to 10?
4 to 10, yeah.
And we got some kickback on that. And we talked to Tim last year and kind of decided that basically from noon till 2 or 3 o'clock, there's not much going on anyway on Saturday. So maybe open the carnival later and then have just one bracelet price for the day.
We may not do the food. We're thinking about not collecting food this year.
Oh, no. Correct, yeah.
Yeah, we never did vote on that either. So.
No.
So,
yeah, he had asked, the question I had posed to Tim was that if we start at 3 and eliminate the food donation of $5 off, would that be sufficient to keep the price at 35?
Right.
Because we had decided either a 2 o'clock start or 3 o'clock. And it was a $15 difference between, I think it was $50 for the all day and $35 for 10.
And then Sunday took 5 off of that.
Correct,
and
we didn't collect that much anyway.
Eliminate that, right.
We didn't collect that many last year at all.
Well, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
for a good cause.
The collecting them.
I don't want to downplay the cause of, what was it, 3 years ago? You had a gym full of food, so
yeah.
But so the carnival committee is moving along. New business. These people were nominated last meeting, and now it's time to consider and act on a motion to elect the 2026 Park and Recreation Commission officers as follows. Chair, Rocky Stone. Vice Chair, William Barlow. Secretary, Morgan Mathewson.
So moved. I have to second, oh, second it.
Oh, no, so moved. Need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Matt. Any discussion?
No, get them while you can.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. All right, communications, no communications. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
So in case anybody's wondering about the status of the farmers market, we had our first meeting, and we are going to do a shorter season, just July and August, and then we're going to have a weekend night. I gave you those dates, Peter.
Correct, October 17.
Yeah, so we're going to have a weekend evening from 3 to 6 in October, and give that a try and have see if kids, you know, have kids' families come trick-or-treat, things like that. And we're going to have a spring pop-up at Tile, and that's going to be, I believe, it's April 25th. And we did the, everybody liked the holiday one so much, we're going to do, it's going to be, the theme is Spring is in the Air. I'm just waiting for the superintendent to sign off on it for us.
What's the date again?
April 25th for that. That's coming up, yeah.
So that would get the Mother's Day, like it's from Mother's
It's Day. Correct, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, the holiday market was really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife spent plenty of money there.
Are you gonna do a November one as well, I assume?
Oh, yeah, we have the date. I can't think that date offhand, but yeah, we
will be doing another one. Yeah, another holiday market.
Kate, are you still looking for a representative from this commission?
I am.
Okay.
For what?
The farmer's market.
Oh.
Pull a name out of a hat?
Farmer's market committee.
Don't I have the power to appoint?
You do.
Anyway. All right. Anything else, Kate?
No, that's actually it. And wow, 35 minutes. Not bad.
Not done yet.
Not done yet.
I have a very long list of things
Remarks
that I want to
talk
about.
Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
One thing about the rentals. This time of year, we're renting out Fair Oaks, obviously, more than the Pavilion. And we had someone last week who was renting from 11 to 2 for first grade or first birthday party or something in the gym. And for some reason, the fob wasn't working. So the police called me, and I went down to open it. So I asked her, I said, well, what time were you supposed to be here? She said, 11. Well, it was 9:45. So I said, well, maybe that's why the fob's not working. And then so I let them in. They did their thing, and then we watched the film. So they were there till like 2:30. So we did not give them their deposit back because additional hours were at $25 an hour, and they were there two additional hours. So that's part of the new thing we've been doing as far as limiting how long they're in there instead of all day. So we have to be careful of how we set the fob. And the hours.
You can actually program those so they don't, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, right now, I mean, we just tried it. Unfortunately, there was a glitch in the fob. Fortunately for us, that's how we found out. And we just took it back to IT and they fixed it. But it was a case where, you know, they said we'll be there at 11, and they were there at, actually they were there at 9:30. They didn't call me till 9:45, so they could have been in there an hour and a half earlier and then stayed an extra an hour later. So fortunately, we were able to catch it by accident, but thank you.
But this is not a common occurrence. If people rent it from 10 to 2.
When they rented it, it's always been the whole day.
Oh, I gotcha.
So they could get in any time after 8 o'clock and stay until 10 p.m. if they wanted to. They don't, but
yep.
Usually when it's dark, they leave. But so now we have a little bit more control over how long they're there.
Okay.
We could rent it more than once a day.
Yeah, we'll see if maybe at some point we might have to make a change to say, you know, that's you won't be able to get in the building until your start time or something like that.
Well, we don't tell them it's an all-day fob. We just tell them, okay, you're going to be in there at 11? Okay, probably about 15 minutes before is when the fob will be activated, and they still showed up an hour and a half.
Oh, so you tell them that?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Okay. Then it sounds like you have it covered.
Yeah. It still work.
Sounds like you have it covered. Anything else,
Pete? Other than that, I'm good.
Okay. Remarks from the commissioners. John?
Nothing.
Deb?
Nothing.
Matt?
Yep.
Hi.
I made a decision to step down from the commission, mainly because with everything I have going on, it's been tough for me to make it to the meetings in the past like year and a half. So I didn't think it was fair to you guys to, you know, keep this seat, and not fair to the town. So this will be my last meeting. I haven't sent notice to the town council yet, but I will send them a letter after tonight. So,
can we not accept?
What's that?
Can we not accept it?
That's it.
Ooh. All right.
Sorry to see you go, but it's totally understandable. That's all.
Everybody stay warm this weekend.
And yeah, Matt, thank you for many, many years. From the, not just here, but with the boosters, and I know you got a lot of other things to do. So appreciate you giving us all the time you could, and we'll see you around.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
All right. Thank you.
Half the gray hairs are
meeting adjourned at 7:10.
Gray hairs from us, isn't it? I'm
helping with the make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:10.
I second.
Yeah, I'll try to help.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
I just can't have anything that.
Thank you, Gloria. Thanks for your patience. You're the best.
I have to make a speech.
I want barbecue. The barbecue can't be Friday.
Yeah.
Twisted's coming, so it'll be like Saturday and Sunday.